This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been reading and studying the first five books of the Bible, the first leg of an adventure, which will expose us to all that God had holy men of old write for us in what we call the Word of God, the Bible. These first five books have given us glimpses of God. In Genesis, we saw the providence of God. In Exodus, the power of God. In Leviticus, the purity of God. In Numbers, the patience of God. And in Deuteronomy, the provision of God. As a change of pace, I felt it would be beneficial if we read the first book of the New Testament, Matthew. Then we'll return and pick up the Old Testament story in the historical books, starting with Joshua. In the Pentateuch, we saw glimpses of God. In the Gospels, we see God in flesh and blood. Yes, if you want to see God, then behold God the Son as he walks and works his way through the pages of the Gospel. This is God invading the ranks of humanity to lead men out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You will discover in your reading that the Christian life is Christ doing it all. He envelops and indwells all who are his. The Christian enjoys the riches, blessings, and comfort Christ alone can give. We cannot really live without him. So look to him and listen to him speak. Learn to trust in him for all you need and live. As I've pointed out, if you want to read through the Bible in 2 years, you need to read, on average, 2 chapters a day. So begin reading Matthew this week and notice how Jesus Christ is presented as the King above us. May God bless you as you read your way through the Gospel of Matthew.